We are learning more about the alleged gunman, Paul Ciancia, and why he may have been targeting TSA officers specifically. So according to the latest that we have from the FBI, investigators found a note from Ciancia that made it clear he wanted to kill TSA officers and, quote, instill fear into their traitorous minds. Now, Ciancia has said he acted alone, but the question is, was he part of an anti-government group that is rising in popularity across the United States? As in, could this happen again? Out front tonight, Mark Potok, a senior fellow at the Southern Poverty Law Center, and Michael Medved, a conservative syndicated radio show host. Great to have both of you with us, Mark. You spend your entire life tracking these sorts of things. You say, according to Ciancia's writings, he appears to be aligned with a conspiracy-minded anti-government patriot movement, very important word there, patriot, which believes about the federal government that the federal government wants to destroy American freedoms, force the United States into a socialistic world government, impose martial law, and take away non-law enforcement weapons. Are you convinced that Ciancia was part of this movement?
No, I think convinced would be a little strong. We learned over the weekend that there were some other references in his one-page handwritten note. He talked about the New World Order. He talked about fiat currency. And he talked about the Federal Reserve. In the world of the patriot groups, or what we used to call the militia groups, that those things all relate to a single conspiracy theory, the idea that American free, well, really, that there is a plot on the part of the government to create a one-world government, a socialistic totalitarian regime, to be called the New World Order. Many people in the patriot world trace that conspiracy, that alleged conspiracy, to the formation of the Federal Reserve in 1913 and the subsequent abolition of gold-backed money. In other words, the adoption of fiat money, meaning paper money that is not backed by gold. It's simply that kind of language in the note that he left. He also, had some very personal attacks on Janet Napolitano, the former DHS secretary.